It was very, it's very interesting. It's actually, it's like a Gemara diyun in the Mishnah itself.
Right,
very interesting. Elu dvarim Pesach dochin et Shabbat. So when Shabbat falls out, when Shabbat and the Erev Pesach fall at the same time, these are the things that you do on Shabbat, even though they're aser, theoretically. Shechitato, the shechting, zrikat damo, the throwing of the blood, umichui kravav, which appears to be kirbav, which appears to be getting the crud out of the intestines, v'haktarat chalavav, and burning the fats, aval tzliato, but broiling the meat, v'hadachat kravav, and washing out the innards, einan dochin et Shabbat, they do not push off Shabbat. Also, bringing the animal from outside the tchum, the chatichat yabalto, and cutting off its warts or its blemishes, eino dochen and Shabbat. These are blemishes that, if you cut them off, the animal becomes kosher again for sacrifice. Rabbi Eliezer Omer dochen. In these cases of bringing the animal in from the outside and cutting off the warts, these things do push off the Shabbat. So I'm a Rabbi Eliezer. V'halodinhu, it's kal v'chomer. Ma'im shchita shehi mishum malacha. If shchita is an actual one of the 39 malachot, it's doche, pushes off the Shabbat for the sake of the Korban Pesach. Elu hein, these, which are mishum shvut, which are for only because you're not supposed to work hard on Shabbat, lo yadichu et Shabbat, kal v'chomer, they should push off Shabbat. By the way, what I mentioned last time, the reason why carrying a seh is not an issur d'oraita, because you would think you're carrying a seh outside the chum, it should be an issur d'oraita. But because the seh walks by itself, therefore carrying it is only an issue of shvut. It's not an issue of shvut. Yeah, exactly right. Like a child. Amalei Rabbi Yoshua, Yom Tov Yochiach. No, you must be wrong. It doesn't necessarily mean that if something is issur d'oraita becomes mutter, doesn't mean that shvut also becomes mutter. Why? On Yom Tov, shehitiru bo mishum malacha. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to do malacha from lechet ochel. So therefore, va'aser bo mishum shvut. The shvut is still aser, and therefore you can't just prove just because the malacha is mutter that the shvut goes along with it. Amalei Rabbi Elezer Maze Yehoshua. What kind of proof is that, Yehoshua? Maraya reshut lemitzvah. You can't prove reshut on Yom Tov where you're giving permission to cook to a mitzvah of shchita which you're commanded not to do, and now you have to do it. So you're comparing apples and oranges. Shvud is an isser, and the shchit is an isser. You're giving me malacha machsheva, which is a special het there. You can't prove anything about shvud. So heshiv Rabbi Akiva va'amar hazar tocheach. I'll prove the whole thing from sprinkling of the blood. Shehi mishum mitzvah, vehi mishum shvut. Ve'ina doche et ha-shabbat. That is, sprinkling the blood, the shchita is because of mitzvah. The hazah is because of shvut. Ve'ina dochet ha-shabbat, and hazah you're not allowed to do it on the on erev Pesach, which chaliot b'shabbat. Afata al titmal elu she'afal pi shehein mishum mitzvah ve'hein mishum shvut lo yadur ha-shabbat. So therefore, just once you know that hazah is a shvut and you can't do it, so therefore also the cutting off of the warts and the carrying the seh on your back, also you don't know anything about it. You can't do it. Some of the Rebbe Lezer Valea Nidana, we disagree with that very issue. You're telling me Hazah is Asher, and that proves your case. I think Hazah is Mutter, which means that your whole disproof goes out the window. Uma im shchita shehi mishum malacha docha de shabbat Hazah shehi mishum shvut eino din shedocha de shabbat. In fact, I believe that Hazah should be Mutter for the very reasons that you just explained. Some of the Rebbe Kiva, no, I chaluf. You play that Kal v'chomer game, I'll switch it around on you. Ma'im hazah shehi mishum shvut. If hazah is only shvut, eino doche et ha-shabbat, does not push off Shabbat. Shchita shehi mishum malacha eino din shelo tidche et ha-shabbat. So shchita also shouldn't push off Shabbat. Now you must think Rabbi Akiva is crazy, because how can Rabbi Akiva say something the Mishnah says aloud? Because all he's trying to prove to Rabbi Elezer is what he's going to prove to him in the next line. Because I'm a low Rabbi Elezer, Akiva, karta mashkatu b'torah. You just ripped out what was in the Torah. B'moado, it says, about the Korban Pesach. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbat. It says specifically that you're allowed to do shchita on Shabbat if it's for if it's Korban Pesach. Samlo Rebbe, oh, my very teacher, havali moed le'ilu, kimoed l'shchita. You just proved the point. You can't say that the moed for the other things applies to the moed for shchita. The reason why shchita is aser is because of a special din of moed, not because of any kal v'chomer, and therefore, since it's a special din of moed, you can't learn nothing as far as shvut goes. Klal, I'm a Rabbi Akiva. That's exactly what Rabbi Akiva is trying to say. Kol malach, sorry, excuse me. Kol malach, she'yev shalasot the mayor of Shabbat, such as the shchita, that's docheta. sorry. Kol malacha she'efshal lasot me'er Shabbat. Any work that you can do before Shabbat ain't a docha et Shabbat. Shechita she'efshal lasot me'er Shabbat docha et Shabbat. So that pushes off Shabbat. And I would assume, by the way, Hazah is also the docha Shabbat, because the Mishnah said that Hazah is docha et. Doesn't the Mishnah itself say Hazah is? Yes, we got the mo is, that's what Hazah is, right? Am I right? That's what Hazah is.
Yeah.
No, oh, so Rashi says no. Hazah is something else. Sorry. Hazah is something else according to Rashi. Hazah is tamei meit. A guy comes in and the seventh day of Tuma is on Shabbat. Yeah. So you're supposed to sprinkle the water on Shabbat, because if you don't sprinkle the water on Shabbat, he won't become Torah that evening and he won't be able to eat Korban Pesach.
Right.
So you might think that you push off, that you have to do the Shavuot on Shabbat in order to get him to eat Korban Pesach, and the answer is no, not according to Rabbi Akiva. The only time you push off something on Shabbat is when you can't do it before Shabbat. How could you do this one before Shabbat, the Hazah? You can't, but it's not directly related to the actual act of, and theoretically, he doesn't have to have his korban. Yeah, I'm not sure what Rabbi Akiva would say by Hazah. So why wouldn't Rabbi Akiva say that Hazah is okay, since the only time you can purify a guy is when the sun comes up on the seventh day, which is Shabbat? There's no other time to do it.
And if you can't do it, you can't have it.
If you can't do it any other time, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbat. So I have to say I'm a little confused. I don't know why Hazah is usher according to Rabbi Akiva. All right, let's continue on. Tana Rabban, halacha zu nital manami b'nei b'teira. Believe it or not, this whole halacha about the fact that you're allowed to do the shechita on Shabbat when it's Erev Pesach, it's completely lost from b'nei b'teira. B'nei b'teira must be some big rabbis of the time of Hillel. We'll see. So pamachat chala ba'asar liyot b'Shabbat. So one time the 14th was on Shabbat. Shachachu v'lo yadu in Pesach doch et ha-Shabbatim la. They had no idea whether they were allowed to do the Korban Pesach or not on Shabbat. Amru klum yesh adam sheyodeh in Pesach docha Shabbat. Is there anybody? Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a rabbi in the house? Or anybody can tell us whether it's okay? You know, whether you're allowed to push Shabbat off for the sake of Korban Pesach, the shechita, imlav or no? So Amru lahem adam achad yesh shalosh mi Bavel. There's just one guy who came up from Bavel. The Hillel habavli shmo. He's called Hillel the Babylonian. Shishimesh shnei gedolei ador shmayim va'avtalayon. There, he sat at the feet, so to speak, learning from Shmaya and Avtalion, which is, of course, during the time of the Mikdash. The Odeya im Pesach Doche et HaShabbat. He knows whether you should put off Shabbat. Im Lavsh. Shalchu v'karulo. So they send a letter and they ask him. Amrulo. So they say to him, Klum atah yodeh the Pesach Doche et HaShabbat. So are we allowed to bring Korban Pesach today, which is Shabbat, on Erev Pesach? Im Lav. Amar lahem, b'chi Pesach echad yishalom shanai. Shedochet ha-Shabbat? You only have one korban? Here it doesn't just mean Pesach. I mean, Pesach is the only thing you worry about, the fact that you can do it on Shabbat? V'halo harbe yoter mimatayim psachim yishalom shanai. Shedochet ha-Shabbat. Every single korban which is scheduled for Shabbat, you push off Shabbat for. What do you have a problem by Pesach? Amulo minayin loch. Oh, wait, hold on. V'halo harbe yoter mimatayim psachim yishalom shanai. Shedochet ha-Shabbat. Amulo minayin loch. How do you know that? How do you know that you push off any Shabbat for a korban? Amar lahem moado b'Pesach. Pay attention to Tanakh. It says moado b'Pesach when amar moado b'Tamid. It says you speak the Tamid into moado, you should be the Pesach moado. So from that gzeira shava, I learned that just like a Tamid you do on Shabbat, so to a Pesach you do on Shabbat. Ma moado amor b'Tamid dochet Shabbat, af moado amor b'Pesach dochet Shabbat. Va'od kal v'chomer. And not only is it gzeira shava, but I'll give you a kal v'chomer. And just like a korban tamid, which you do on Shabbat, does not have an onish karet if you don't do it. Dochet haShabbat, you push off Shabbat. Pesach, onish karet. By not doing the korban pesach, you get an onish karet. And don't you dochet haShabbat? Of course, it's going to push off Shabbat. So the Gemara says, miyad hoshivu berosh. They immediately recognized his quality. He didn't even have to be rich, apparently. They recognized right away he was Talmud Chacham. He made them their prince, their Rosh Hashiva. The Haya, the missing word is Yoshev. Haya Yoshev Dorish Kol Yom Kulo Behilcho Pesach. Hitchil Mikantrim Bedvarim. So he started giving them a hard time. He wanted to attack them a little bit for their lack of knowledge, apparently. Amar lahen, mi garam lachem she'elem mi-Bavel ve'eyen asiyah lechem atzlut she'ita b'chem. You know why I, from Bavel, are now your leader of the Jewish seminary in Israel? Because you're lazy. Why? Shalosh shimashtim shnei gedoli ador shemayim va'al talion. Where were you in Shemayim Avlon? Had you been there, you wouldn't need me. You could have been a Talmud Chachamim also. Then they respond. Amru lo, they say to him, Rebbe. Shachach, what's the din? If Shachach, you forgot, below he be sakin, mayor of Shabbat. You forgot to bring the shechting knife into the Beit HaMikdash. Mahu, are you allowed to now go and take the shechting knife and take it from outside the Beit HaMikdash to inside the Beit HaMikdash? What's the malacha? So he says, malacha zu shamati v'shachachti. I guess they were trying to get back then. That is, don't tease us for forgetting something. Sometimes people forget. You know, it happens. We're human. Elohanach lehen liYisrael. So I'll tell you what this is. I forgot what the din is. So you don't know, I don't know. Let's go out and essentially see what Israel does. Im ein neviim hein, because even if the people in Israel are not neviim, b'nei neviim hein, they're at least the children of neviim. Lemachar, Limachar, mishapascho taleh, anyone who had a Pesach that was a sheep, tochvo b'tzamro, what did they do? They took the knife and they stuck it into the hair as a carrying device. Why? Is that okay? Because that's not hotzah, because it's done in a weird way. What does that prove? It proves that you can't bring a knife in. It proves that it's usser, unless you do it in such a way, which is unusual. Misha paschol gdi, and what if you have a goat which doesn't have curly hair? So tofu ben kornav. So you kind of set it up in its, I guess you stick it in such a way that it fits into the horns. I don't know how you could get it to fit and not fall off, but okay, let's say the horns were curly or something, so... something like that. Yeah, I'm not exactly clear why that works, but apparently it works. Re'e ma'isev v'nizkar halacha. So when he saw them do what they did, he remembered the halacha. Va'amar kach m'kublani v'pishmai v'avtalayon. And now, you know what? I remember. That's exactly what he said to do. You're not allowed to carry it unless you do some kind of shinoi, unless you do some kind of change with the carrying. Amar nomar mo'ado v'pesach v'nomar mo'ado v'tamid ma mo'ado amor v'tamid dochet shabbat ach mo'ado amor v'pesach dochet shabbat. So now we're going back to Gezeirah Shabbat, which proves that just like you could do a korban tamid and it says mo'ado and you do a korban tamid on Shabbat, so too the Pesach says mo'ado, you also do it on Shabbat. So the Gemara says, wait a second, not so fast. V'tamid gufei minalan. I mean, how do I know that a tamid you could be allowed to break Shabbat for? The Dachi Shabbat. So the Gemara says, Ilema mishum diktiv bei b'moado. Pesach not diktiv bei b'moado. You can't just tell me the word moado tells me that I have to do on Shabbat, because by Pesach it also says moado. And without Tamid, I wouldn't know Pesach. So therefore, without Pesach, I can't know Tamid. Ela moado lo mashmele. Hachanami moado lo mashmele. So the word moado by itself doesn't tell me I'm supposed to bring a korban Tamid on Shabbat. And if you don't know that, because you didn't know it by Pesach by itself without Tamid, then how do you know Tamid without Tamid? We'll tell me without anything else, just from the word Mado. So the word says, Alam Akra, Olat Shabbat, Shabbato, Olat Tamid. We say it every day in Shabbat davening. You bring the Shabbat, Al Olat Tamid. What does that prove to you? It proves to you that you're supposed to bring the Tamid along with the Shabbat. Beferish Apostle. To be honest with you, I'm not sure what the problem of the Gemara was. How could the Gemara not know such a thing? I think it's just trying to prove a point here. Michlal, Oled Tamid, Korban Shabbat. So therefore, we know from the Pasuk that you bring Korban Tamid on Shabbat. And therefore, you can know from that from the Gezeirah Shabbat that you're also supposed to bring the Pesach on Shabbat, which also says Mo'ado. So Amar Mar Va'od Kal V'Chomer, and don't forget about the Kal V'Chomer. Ma Tamid She'enu Anush Karei Dochet Shabbat Pesach She'Anush Karei Enu Din She'Dochet Shabbat. So now that you have the Gezeirah Shabbat plus the Kal V'Chomer, you're good to go for Pesach on Shabbat, the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach on Shabbat. So Ikal Mifrach. So the Gemara says no. Ikal Mifrach. I can knock that Kal V'Chomer down. Malat tamid shekain tadir v'chalil. You can't prove anything from a tamid, because a tamid has two things over Korban Pesach. One is you bring it every day. So maybe the reason why a tamid, it's true that a tamid doesn't have a korban doesn't have an onish karet, and a korban Pesach does. But on the other hand, Tamid has something more powerful than Korban Pesach, which is that you bring it every day. And not only that, but Chalil, it's a Korban Oleh, which means you burn the whole thing up. And therefore, you could say, when you're burning a whole thing up, rather than eating half of it for yourself or more, therefore, maybe it's special on Shabbat as opposed to Korban Pesach, it's not. So, Kal V'Chomer Amalu B'Reisho Parchua. So the truth is, you're right. Before there was a Gezeirah Shabbat, they had the Kal V'Chomer, and they knocked it down. The Hadar Amalu Gzeirah Shabbat, and only then, see, we saw the Gzeirah Shabbat first, then we saw the Kal V'Chomer. But then it worked like that. First was the Kal V'Chomer, and then when it got knocked down, they went into a Gzeirah Shabbat. V'chimei achar da'amar Gzeirah Shabbat Kal V'Chomer l'amali. But wait a second, if I have a Gzeirah Shabbat, what the heck do I need a Kal V'Chomer for? What do I need two things? A Gzeirah Shabbat is good enough. So Elul Didhu, it goes according to his reasoning. Ka'amar l'hu, Bishlam Gzeirah Shabbat lo gemaritu. De'in adam Gzeira Shava Me'atzmo. because according to his opinion, he may never heard of a gzeir shava. A gzeir shava is a problem like this. It's not logical, because I could connect any two words in the Torah and make anything. Believe me, you want to connect two words in the Torah, I could get you worshiping the moon on Fridays. I could do anything I want. A gzeir shava has to be given Moshe Mitzrayim, and therefore, if you didn't get it from your teachers, but in that way, therefore, it's not that safe, and therefore, you really want to go with the kal v'chomer. So therefore, de'ein adam dan gzeir shava me'atzmo el kal v'chomer dan me'atzmo ibayi lechu le'meidan. But if you can manage, do a kal v'chomer, it's always incumbent upon you to add a kal v'chomer, I think is what I'm saying here, is because you can't knock out a kal v'chomer. If it's logically correct, I don't need Moshe Rabbeinu to teach me that. If something makes sense, it makes sense by pure logic. So the Gemara says, the problem is, I'm a little kal v'chomer of pirchu, when they did it, and they knocked it down, and then the only thing they had left was the gzeira shafa. And that's as far as I went. It's a daf and a half, minus a line. So I shortchanged you twice, actually. Plus, I shortchanged you a little bit here, because here there's like two, three lines that's not real space. So I cheated you there as well. Okay. So I assume next Thursday we will continue with this.